I want to help my dad. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Kendall. Here I am, sitting on your bedside table, with my light flickering in your face and smiling all around the room. And there's your mom and your dad sitting there next to you, and your brothers and sisters all gathered around, sitting on the floor, because they're older than you are, and they're not in bed yet, but they want to be here to hear the story that Mr. Kendall has to tell each evening as he comes to visit boys and girls around the world. That's what I do. That's what my life is, and that's what my wonderful fun time is. But you know, I travel all over the world, and I visit boys and girls everywhere. And I was watching a young man who was trying to do everything right. He was 10 years old, and he was going around after his dad and doing everything that he could to be helpful to his dad. And his dad kept saying, "Get out of my way, get out of my way. You're in my way. I am trying to work on this machine here, and you're in the way. Now stand over there, stand over here, do this, do that." And I felt so frustrated, the boy said. And I said, "Well, Mark, why did you feel so frustrated?" "Because I wanted to help my dad, and all I did was get in my dad's way. Now, it's no fun. I want to help my dad." "Well, Mark, what do you think would be important for your dad? What do you think would be something that you could do that would help your dad? What would you like to do that would help your dad?" "Well, I want to do something that he would like, that he would enjoy, that I want to be helpful." "Well, Mark, why don't you go in the house and say to your mom you'd like to help your dad, and what ways does she have to suggest?" "Mr. Kendall, you don't tell me that. I don't need to go ask my mom. I know what I should do." "Well, here I am. I'm a very unusual Kendall floating here on your table here telling you these things. Now, you go talk to your mom." So Mark went in the house and he talked to his mom. He said, "Mom, I want to help Dad, but I don't know what to do. Every time I do anything, I get in his way. Every time I do anything, he gets upset with me. And he says, Mark, why don't you just go out and play? Why don't you go and play with your friends and stop being in my way?" And Mother says, "Well, Mark, how do you think you could help your dad best?" "Well, I don't know, Mom. Everything I've tried didn't work." "Well, Mark, how do you think you could help your dad best?" "Mom, you asked that question, I told you." "No, Mark, you didn't tell me. How do you think you could help your dad best? What would make your dad the happiest?" "Well, if I'd go play with my friends." No, that's not really it. "What would make your dad the happiest?" "Well, I guess if I wouldn't be such a pain in the neck." "Well, Mark, you're getting close to it, but he's not worried about you being a pain in the neck. What could you do to help your dad best?" "Well, I could go." "But, Mom, I don't want to do that. I want to..." "Now, just a minute. Finish what you're telling me, Mark. Finish what you're telling me. Well, I could go, and I could sit quietly and watch what he's doing and learn what he's doing and say nice things to him while he's doing what he's doing." "Mark, that's so beautiful. Mark, I'm so proud of you. You know, Mark, if you do that, oh, I could just imagine how you and your dad would get along. Oh, Mark, that's so smart of you. Oh, Mark, you're brilliant." And Mark stands there and his chest is puffed out and his chin is up. He says, "Okay, Mom, I'm going to go and listen and learn and just be nice." "Okay, Mark." "Mark?" "Yeah, Mom." "You want to take a glass of milk and an apple along?" "Yeah." "And a glass of milk and an apple along for your dad, too?" "Oh, yeah." So Mark goes out in the garage. His dad is working on an engine there. And he puts the tray with the apple and the milk on in front of his dad and says, "Here, Dad, Mom sent this to you." And Dad says, "Oh, thank you. That's very nice, Mark." And then Mark pulls up a chair. And he pulls up a chair that's a high stool so he can see what his dad is doing. And he sits there eating his apple and drinking his milk and watching his dad. And then his dad does something strange. His dad took the engine and placed it right in front of Mark. And then he stood on the other side of the engine and worked on it so Mark could see everything that he did. "Hey, Dad, that looks pretty interesting." "Yeah, it does, doesn't it, Mark?" "How can I work on that, Dad? That's neat. Well, someday I'd like to learn to do that." "Well, Mark, you just watch what I'm doing and just stay there and I'll tell you what I'm doing, okay?" "Thanks, Dad. Oh, thanks, Dad." And then Mark watched. And he said, "Now, you see, you have to be very careful. Underneath every nut, there must be a washer. And sometimes there has to be a lock washer because there's so much vibration. And you have to be very careful that you have the right fitting bolt and the right fitting nut and the right fitting washer all together so that they fit harmoniously together." And Dad rattled on about fixing engines and the oil that it takes and all that stuff. And Mark is sitting there, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And Dad says, "Now, you know, Mark, I'm sorry I was so gruff at you before, but I kept pounding my fingers and getting myself in my own way because I was so upset with you. But, you know, Mark, I'm glad to teach you if you're willing to sit and learn and listen. And then, you know, Mark, because you're doing such a good job today, I'm so proud of you. You know what I'm going to do?" "Yeah, Dad?" "When I'm done with this engine, I'm going to let you take the engine apart and put it back together, and I will stand and watch you." "What? You're going to let me do that? You're going to let me take the engine apart? You're going to..." "Oh, Dad, oh, wowee. Just a minute." And he runs into the house. "Mom, Mom." "Yes, Mark." "Guess what Dad said? He's going to let me take the engine apart and put it back together, and he's going to show me how." "See, Mark, patience, sitting back, and watching, and being out of the way, and being loving, is so wonderful." "Oh, Mom, you're so right. Wow." Well, boys and girls, Mark learned a good lesson, didn't he? And he got what he wanted. He wanted to work with his dad. He wants his dad to teach him things. But he had to first be patient and watch and listen and learn. "Oh, here comes Mr. Sandman now. Look at that. He's coming right in the door. And look at that. He's got his bag of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it over everybody. Can you imagine that? He's going to sprinkle it over everybody. And what's going to happen when he does that? Everybody's going to go to sleep. Now, you snuggle in bed there, grab your mommy and daddy with a big hug and say, 'I love you, I 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 love you.' And then take your teddy bear. Yes, you have your teddy bear. I know, he's under the bed there. You're trying to hide him. You think you're a big boy, but hey, teddy bears are okay. Snuggle him, and then off to sleep you go. Now, boys and girls, I'll see you another time. So, you have a lovely evening, and remember, I love you. I love you. I love you.